The following is a presentation of the Ed Boston Podcast Network.
We want to talk now about our friend Joe Laurinaitis. That's what his name is. Better known as Road Warrior Animal. Actually, many people just know him as Animal. And back in April of 2018, I mentioned earlier, Amy and I had the privilege of meeting Animal. That's what we'll call him on here. You know, people that really know him and love him, I'm sure, would be calling him Joe. But for the sake of this, we'll call him Animal, so you know who we're talking about. He was a... Again, we got to remind you that this is one of the biggest stars in wrestling history. I mean, we're talking... if you know anything about wrestling in the last 30 years, you know who the Road Warriors are. You know who the Legion of Doom is. Maybe some very young fans right now wouldn't. But, you know, they held the belts everywhere. I mean, they, you know, in the WWE, which is, you know, the Taj Mahal of wrestling, they've held the WWE titles. Animal held them three times. Him and Hawk held them twice. And then after Hawk died, Animal held them with a different person. So of the Road Warriors, Hawk died several years ago, his partner, and now Animal passed away earlier this week at age 60. The best that I've come up with is he died of natural causes. And if you know the wrestling industry very well, you know that that happens on a regular basis. They do things to make their bodies big and muscular, and it's things that we probably shouldn't do to our bodies, and it shortens their lifespan in many cases. A lot of times it is heart issues and different things, but you know that it's kind of hard to believe that heart attacks are so prevalent in one section of people in such a massive way. But that's not what we're here to talk about. Animal, we met him before the matches started, and our friend Guy. And here I am talking about Guy Lombardo, and Carol's in here. Guy Lombardo and Carol have had just a tiff or two. But
yes, they have.
Guy introduced us before everything got started, asked Amy if she would take care of Animal's merchandise, take the money, you know, sell things. And she was more than happy to do it. Now, let me just tell you, before we get into him being a good Christian man and all, if you were in person here with us, and I ask you, what is the one thing in life that Amy is afraid of? And I could hesitate here for a few seconds, and people would start writing in the comments. That would be spiders.
Yeah.
Now, if you know anything about Road Warrior Animal, you know that he and Hawk always had face paint on. Very well done face paint, too. It wasn't just sloppy on. And Hawk always had... Now, I'm sorry. Animal always had...
Roberta, spiders.
A spider painted on his forehead. In the midst of all of this other paint. And that was what he did. And I have a picture of Amy leaning over the table. Animal is this way, and so, and you see Amy and a picture of, she calls them teddy bears, and of course you could probably call Animal a teddy bear too, as in a real teddy bear, but there's a picture of Amy in a painted spider in the same picture.
And I was so uncomfortable.
But she allowed it to, I mean, if you know her, I'm sure that surprises you. that she didn't just stay as far away from him as she could stay. But she didn't, and
I had a grandson one year that went trick-or-treating as Spider-Man, and they duct-taped the spider over his shirt before he came over to see me because of the spider.
So I thought I would throw that in. I may post that picture. We'll see. But as we talked, and we knew beforehand that Animal is a very good Christian man. And we were told beforehand that he would want to give an altar call at a wrestling event. He does it everywhere he performed. As long as the people would agree to allow that to happen, he did. And I'm going to guess that he probably wouldn't have signed a contract to go somewhere and perform that wouldn't have let him do that. And if you know Road Warrior Animal, I don't think you'd want to argue with him about a whole lot of things. So he found out that I was a pastor, and he was all hyped up about that. And we did our thing, and we give the call, and nobody came forward. And at that point in time, I think that Animal, well, I know he didn't feel like I did a good enough job with that invitation. And I'm humbled enough to think that's okay with me, because he took over. And he just basically gave a testimony right there in the ring and told people that, you know, today's the day.
Yeah.
You need to give your heart to Christ. And we was talking a little bit afterwards, and he said, "Pastor, you got to be a little more oomph with those altar calls." He said, "These people that come to these events, this may be the only time they hear about Jesus Christ." And so that gave me cold chills. You know, I can take criticism, and it was constructive criticism. It wasn't, "You don't know what you're doing." It's, you know, he was sincere about the call to those that don't know, but he was sincere to me about, you know, "Do you know exactly what it is that you're doing?" Not as in you don't know what you're doing, but, you know, how important it is that these people may never hear that call ever again. And so we finished, and everything got packed up, and they always pay you afterwards, and it was time to get paid. And guy said, "Hey, you guys are not exactly going that way, but you could go that way. Would you take Animal back to his motel room?" You know, it was out of our way, but it wasn't way out of our way. And I remember thinking, this man just asked me if I would let Road Warrior Animal ride in our Mitsubishi that's about 30 to 35 minutes away from here. And he asked me if I would be willing to do that. Yes. He said, "Can you go ahead and just, he's ready to go. Can you go ahead and just take off? I'll pay you when I see you." Because he wasn't even prepared enough to have the money ready and everything. And I trust Guy with, you know, I mean, I'm not around him to trust him with my life, but I would if it was.
Right.
And so I said, "Absolutely." So we got loaded, and the funny thing is, he threw on a t-shirt. He still had his wrestling tights, his wrestling boots, and his shoulder pad. If you know him, you know that he comes out to the ring in football shoulder pads that have spikes on them. And that's part of his gimmick. And so he comes out, he puts the shoulder pads in the back, and he gets in the front seat beside me. Amy's sitting in the back seat. And he tells us about being a Christian. just as humble as anybody that you've ever talked to.
Absolutely was.
Yeah. Here he was, and he knows this, one of the most popular wrestlers in the history of wrestling, sitting here talking about his businesses that were overseas, and one of the reasons that he did that business, remember, it was forestry things, and had something to do with being able to provide water, wasn't it, for certain areas?
Running, clearing water to certain, like, backwoods areas.
And so, and then he did something that I don't think Amy and I will ever forget. He asked us to pray for him.
Yep.
Road Warrior Animal, many time over, Wrestling Hall of Famer, said, "I've been having some health issues, and I want you to put me on your prayer list and pray for me." And by the way, Joe Animal Laryngitis is still on my personal prayer list. I've had him on there since April the 14th, 2018, and prayed for him regularly since then. Wonderful Christian man. And we're going to finish that part up with a little bit of humor here at the end. We get to his motel, and we're saying our goodbyes, and I get out, and I get his shoulder pads out, because he's carrying them, not wearing them. Okay, at least that. But here he is. He's still got all of his face paint still on, basically in full wrestling garb, carrying shoulder pads with spikes on him. And he walks around to the front of the truck going into the motel, and this woman crosses paths with him just like that. And she went,
"Oh, yeah."
And I said to Amy, I said, "Now, do you think she said, 'Hey, that was Road Warrior Animal'? Or do you think she said, 'What in the world was that?'"
I'm thinking the "what in the world was that."
Yeah, she was dead set on the, "That's how it went. What in the world was that?"
I'm not so sure it was those certain words.
Well, you know, we try to make this, for the most part, a G, maybe a PG show. And yeah, I'm. But the look on her face was,
oh my goodness,
was priceless. And the next time I saw Guy Laux, I got paid. So there, I don't want to leave that open. Guy is a wonderful person. And a very good Christian brother.
We love God.
Yes, we do. And
he's a heck of a guy.
Boo. So, okay, we want to talk for a few minutes about the Netflix show Cuties. And I looked up some things, and I'm not a huge fan of the site Wikipedia, but sometimes for general knowledge things, it's a help. So, Cuties is a 2020 French coming-of-age drama film written and directed by, and I cannot even try to pronounce this French name. Well, you probably can't see it anywhere.
I can't even see it, much less read it.
I cannot even get close, so I won't try. In her feature directorial debut, the film stars, and I won't even try to pronounce these names either, because this is actually a French production. The plot revolves around a Senegalese, you know, Senegalese, there, that was easier, French girl with a traditional Muslim upbringing who is caught between traditional values and internet culture. According to the filmmakers, the film is intended to criticize the hypersexualization of pre-adolescent teens. Boy, is that a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Wow.
The film premiered in the World Cinema Dramatic Competition section of the 2020 Sundance Film Festival on January 23rd. It was released in France on August the 19th and internationally on September the 9th, 2020, on Netflix. While receiving generally positive reviews from critics, the film and the marketing campaign by Netflix became a subject of controversy and politicized backlash, receiving widespread criticism online. Some groups and politicians claimed that it sexualizes young girls, and several American politicians, as well as the Turkish Radio and Television Supreme Council, requested Netflix to remove the film. That was kind of glossing over things. Some people say that it is basically softcore porn or kiddie porn. Let's see what else I pulled up here. There is a hashtag cuties, and let's go there and, let me just bring up a picture for Amy to see.
Oh my goodness.
These are 11-year-olds, and I don't know.
Oh, no way.
I don't know if you can see that very well or not.
I want to see that.
But let's just read some of what people have to say about cuties. This person says, I have 20 days to finish Grey's Anatomy, but I cannot and will not support a company that supports this. These are 11-year-old girls. If you have not heard of this Netflix show, then you should make yourself aware. This is not okay. No, it's not okay.
Not okay.
And let's go back and see what the next person says. Do not watch the new show Cuties on Netflix. If you do, then you are guilty of watching child porn.
Absolutely.
This show is rated R and shows the nudity of children. This is sick. And I'm not sure when it says nudity. These are just people making comments, okay? So I can't confirm any of the things that they say as being actual.
Well, those pictures right there were 11-year-old girls with very, very little on, pole dancing.
Yeah. This show is rated R and shows the nudity of children. This is sick. The people that produced this movie should be guilty of shooting child porn and belong in jail. And Netflix as well for distributing it. We cannot stand by and allow Netflix to promote pedophilia. And the hashtag is out there, cancel Netflix. The next person says, it wasn't a mistake in marketing. It was a mistake in filmmaking. It should have never been made in order to market it. There shouldn't be any marketing to it because it should have never happened.
No.
Thank you, Senator Ted Cruz, for speaking out against the atrocity that Netflix is condoning and for protecting our children. Contact your elected officials to fight against cuties and child pornography. And attached to that is a letter from Senator Ted Cruz to the Attorney General of the United States. Let me see if I can. I don't think it'll let me.
Tap on the letter.
Yeah.
It won't. There you go.
Oh, there it goes. I just read a little bit of it. Four paragraphs, and I won't read it all. The video streaming service and content producer Netflix is currently hosting a film entitled Cuties that sexualizes young girls, including through dance scenes that simulate sexual activities and a scene exposing a minor's bare breast. I urge the Department of Justice to investigate the production and distribution of this film to determine whether Netflix, its executives, or the individuals involved in the filming and production of Cuties violated any federal laws against the production and distribution of child pornography. And then several more paragraphs from Senator Ted Cruz to Attorney General Barr. I mean, that says volumes right there.
Right.
Just that one paragraph. And, you know, that's not somebody making a unsolicited comment on Facebook. That's a sitting United States senator who actually ran for president in 2016, one of the most respected Republican senators, and I shouldn't even have to say Republican, senators in Congress, writing a letter to the Attorney General of the United States. Right. I mean, it's not a Facebook comment that is looking to get... going through my Monday to-do list, first, cancel Netflix, done. After hearing buzz, then seeing posts, then doing my own research, my heart is broken and I'm angry. Do not talk to me about the storyline or the art of sharing a story about the struggles of 11-year-old's face. Cuties is horrifying. There is no defending it. And please don't tell me canceling the streaming service isn't enough. Netflix has lost over $9 billion on the stock market in less than 2 days. I will not allow my dollars to fund this filth and the exploitation of children. Putting money where my mouth is matters, and yes, it starts at home. And you better believe that I am that mom that guides, protects, teaches, trains, prays, discusses, snoops, and blocks media influences for my teenage boys. And good for her.
Absolutely.
And, you know, all of those things is what parents need to be doing, because if you think your kids won't do things that they shouldn't...
Oh, guess again.
Please, please, please. No kid is too good that them kind of temptations cannot come into their life.
Absolutely.
You know, I'll loan you my shovel if you need it so that somebody can dig your head out of the sand.
Absolutely.
Honest. I don't care who you are, how much I love you, how much I love your children. Do not for one second think that Satan doesn't want your child and will do anything that he can to get your child.
That's exactly right.
And one of the things he will do is make you think my child would never do that.
Yep.
Believe me, throughout my entire lifetime, I've known plenty of good kids, preachers' kids, you know, elders' kids,
policemen's kids,
that have done things behind their parents' backs that their parents would have never believed that they would do. So I'm not saying don't trust your kids, but...
Don't trust your kids.
Well, trust and verify. That's what we had to do with the Soviet Union to win the Cold War. It won a war. So... You know, we're not going to go into this anymore. We will be canceling our Netflix subscription, and we like Netflix. We've watched many, many series. We've been the binge watchers that people talk about on Netflix for several different series. But we'll find another way of watching the things that we like to watch, or we just won't watch them.
Right.
I mean, but like the one lady says, we will not give another dime to support a company that won't say that this is not okay.
Absolutely not.
So that is where that stands, and we wanted to bring you up to date on that, and there we go. We were searching for something to watch on Hulu. Why is that, Amy?
Because we thumbs down on Netflix. Done with Netflix.
The 29th was when our last day of service was.
Absolutely.
That we had paid up through. And I was able to quickly get that stopped before they withdrew another month's funds for service. So we don't just say it. We do our very best to practice what we preach. And so in the Boston House, there is no Netflix.
Nope. No more. And you know what? There were some shows on there that we really loved watching.
Well, we were in the middle of
a series.
Of a new season of a series that we really like.
that's only on Netflix.
Yeah.
We can't get it anywhere else.
And we were excited about starting that new season.
We've seen
wow.
I think about 8 out of 24 episodes.
Yeah.
And
It's
if we're so tied into television that we can't live without watching a certain series, then
there's something. Then we're part of the problem.
And right now, most of the series that we did watch were on Netflix. So, I mean, we started one on Hulu, but we've seen it before. Whether we finish it all the way through or not, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But, you know, baseball season, the regular season's over with, so my MLB subscription is done. And
yeah, he cried for hours.
Well, but the Cardinals won last night, and they're playing right now, but I can't watch it. Not because of anything other than I don't have anything to watch it on. And I will survive.
Poor guy.
Yeah, no. You know, I think God has been just showing us we don't have to have that kind of stuff in our lives. We
depend on Him, not on this.
Some people might be saying, oh, I know you guys. I know you guys. Yeah. Well, you know what? You're never too old to learn. And why are you staring at me like that?
I just like it when you preach to yourself.
Oh, that's why I'm saying not too old to learn.
This is Jonathan Cain from Journey, and you're listening to Pastor Ed Boston on the Pastor Ed Boston podcast.
We mentioned the debate that was taking place Tuesday night. I did what I said. I did not watch the debate. I tried to keep track of it in an updated room that one of the news services had, just reading, not audio or video. And from everything that I've gathered, I've made the right decision for not watching. but there's a whole lot of, you know, obviously, a whole lot of things happened. If you haven't been underneath a rock somewhere, or your head buried in the sand, or if you just kept your TV turned off, you will. If none of those took place, then you know that it was a very ugly debate. Lots of, here's the word I'm going to focus on, a lot of disrespect. I'm going to come down on both men. One of the things that I dislike about our president is the way he verbally disrespects people. I think you can disagree with somebody. I think you can even, for lack of a better word, attack somebody, attack a position without being so disrespectful. And now I'm going to say this to Joe Biden. You made yourself look so bad by telling the President of the United States to shut up. And don't come back at me with I only did what he did, because that doesn't make it an excuse. See, the very first thing I said was, I gave the president a hard time about being disrespectful. But there is something about certain offices, certain positions, certain people that you don't say certain things to. There's certain words, certain phrases that you don't call certain people. And to tell the President of the United States to shut up on national television that is shown worldwide was as disrespectful as anything that I can think of. Now, some people might say, well, what's the big deal about that when Trump badmouths everybody? They both are known for going back and forth. But my daddy, I know her daddy, both taught us to respect people, respect positions, respect authority. And that is one of the things in the world today, and I don't care what side of the political aisle you are on, you should not disrespect people so easily.
Well, how old is he?
He is 77 or 78.
And you're telling people to shut up? Are you in junior high? You're a grown adult.
Well, and here's the problem. The people that like Trump aren't hearing what we said. Because Trump needs to learn to show some respect to people as well.
Right.
And the people that hate Trump definitely ain't listening to what we said. Because they think, because it is Donald Trump, not President Trump, that you can say and do whatever you want because they hate his guts. They hate everything about him. And we need to get back to where there's a little bit of respect in everything. I'm not saying you respect somebody that is a murderer, killer, you know, I'm not saying that kind of thing. But sometimes you just show proper respect to, a law enforcement officer. Just because. You know, sometimes certain things mean something. And in the case of a law enforcement officer, the badge is what we're talking about there.
Right.
You don't have to respect that person, but respect the badge enough to be respectful to the person.
Right.
Your pastor. Be respectful to your pastor because he is the leader of your congregation. Now, do they need to earn that respect? Yes, they do. But don't go in disrespecting and make him earn it that way.
Right.
You respect the position, and until they show that they are not worthy of the respect, then you continue to give them the respect.
Right.
And if they're not worthy, then there is a bigger problem than you being disrespectful.
And you can't generalize that. You can't say, well, this guy was the one that was the bad apple, so I don't like them all. So I'm going to disrespect every police officer. I'm going to disrespect every pastor. I'm going to disrespect every school teacher. You can't do that. It has to be every circumstance. You got to respect the uniform. You got to respect the position. You can't just take one person and then disrespect that whole classification of people.
Here's what we did today. Nothing.
Nothing.
We got up, we ate breakfast, and we turned on a Madea movie. There's what we did today. We watched Madea. People are saying, boy, they really did do nothing.
Yeah.
And we loved every second.
Every second of it.
We actually did end up going to get Amy's glasses. Notice Amy has glasses on.
Even though I have no makeup on and still look dead, I have glasses on.
And it is her old frames, her same old frames. They're not old. They're only a year old.
A year old.
But new frames so she can see.
No, old frames, new lenses.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I meant. So we went to North Vernon, picked them up, and we went by and seen Joe and Patty for not very long, but
yeah,
a little bit. So that's what we did today, nothing. But as we were watching this movie, one of the themes, a very, very small theme, but very noticeable theme, was the disrespect that two of the younger children, you know, I'd say what, probably 10 and 12,
probably
in that age group, probably, that they had the disrespect that they had toward everyone.
Yep.
Their mother, their father, other adults. I mean, these kids called their mother by her first name.
Yeah.
and not in a loving tone of voice.
It wasn't Tammy. It was Tammy. And then they called her a fool. Oh, right then. It'd been over. There'd been two boys that wouldn't have been sitting down.
Yeah, they'd have been sleeping on their tummies that night because they wouldn't have felt like laying on their backside. And I know people think, boy, they talk that way. I'm just telling you.
Oh, heavens.
That just would not have taken place. But,
no.
But I digress. Respect is a lost art.
Absolutely, it is.
When you go into a convenience store and a clerk has no problem dropping an F-bomb while he's waiting on somebody, then you lost respect.
Absolutely.
Respect is just done gone out the window. You know, if you tuned in to hear me praise one candidate, dog another candidate, I mean, you guys know the deal, and I'm not going to go deep into it. I would never in a million years vote for Joe Biden. I will vote for Donald Trump. But that's not what we're here to talk about, okay? I'm here to say both men got an F when it come to respect. Both men. And we need to do better.
Yeah. My mother's in here.
Change the subject. I guarantee you, your mother's parents taught her to respect authority.
Absolutely.
So your mama's daddy...
Oh,
what was the chief of police?
My grandpa Gene would have warmed up some tails, and I cannot even begin to tell you what my father would have done.
Oh, my goodness. What your father would have done.
Oh, my goodness. If my dad would, if I would have ever spoke to my mom like that, and my dad heard it, it would have been done. And I wouldn't have been sitting down, laying down, anything for weeks because, he would have warmed me. He would have lit me up, and he would have lit half the neighborhood up just because of what I said. So, yeah, that would never have happened. But you know what? I wouldn't have even thought about disrespecting adults in any fashion like that. I just wouldn't have. My dad didn't have to even threaten me that was just a given that you didn't talk to adults that way. I mean, it was just a known thing, you know. It wasn't a matter of knowing what the consequence was. It was just a known thing. You didn't talk to adults that way, you know.
Well, you just knew.
You didn't have to worry about being taught that. You just knew you didn't do that.
Well, we talked on here last week about the two college guys that came and bought our couch.
Right.
They were such a breath of fresh air.
They absolutely,
because
absolutely.
It was yes, sir, yes, ma'am, thank you. I mean, they were two of the politest college-age people we've met
right.
in a long, long time.
Right.
Respect. That's what I wanted to talk about. I want to continue to say how good God is and the wonderful things that He has done in our lives in just the last few days, few weeks, few months. I'm not talking about my entire life. I'm just talking about he has just taken, I can't even explain, I can't
Absolutely.
Put into words, little things like yesterday when I called about getting the gas service transferred from the old house to
right.
the new house. And we've been on budget billing, which I'm just going to be real about things. In the past, until about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, we were always behind a month.
Right.
And you can't get on budget billing and be behind all the time. We finally was able to get on budget billing and have been for, like I say, a year, year and a half maybe. And so we actually had a credit when we transferred yesterday, $211. And I told Amy that in the past, when the lady said, now we can send you a check for $211, or you can just transfer that and keep it on your account with the new house. And it was so nice to just be able to say, just transfer. You don't need to worry about sending us a check for $200. And I'm not bragging, okay? Trust me. We still are struggling every
right.
month. Not struggling, but there's not a whole lot left over at the end of the
right.
month. But to be able to say, we don't need that check. We would have normally said, oh, yeah, we needed that last week.
Right.
And that, where I'm going with that is, God has blessed us in so many. That's just one minor blessing. And that's what I look at that as, that he's helped us
absolutely
to get ourselves in a position to where we can just say, let that roll over and we'll...
And see, to so many people, that's like a normal life for them, to where that's not a big deal. I mean, to where they would have to pay, they wouldn't have to pay deposits and all that. That's just like a normal way of life. For Ed and I, we've struggled our entire lives, adult lives, to where when we would move, we had to come up with a deposit to change utilities and things like that. And so that's always been a struggle to us. And so when we change our utilities this time and we didn't have to come up with a deposit, that's a blessing to us, because we've always had to come up with those deposits because we've had those struggles. And those struggles are real for us.
Absolutely.
And so when we didn't have to have that deposit, those are huge blessings for us, because this was the first time in my life, that I've not had to have to pay a deposit for a utility switch. And it's like, that was a huge thing to not have to do that.
Absolutely.
That was a huge thing. To some people, that's like talking a foreign language, because they've had that all their lives and they don't know what that was like. But to me, that's a huge blessing, because I've not had that in an adult life.
Absolutely.
That's a big deal. That's a real big deal. That makes me know how blessed I am.
And that's just us being us.
Absolutely.
I mean, if we have given anybody the impression that we are well off financially, that is not the case and has never been the case, as she says, in our adult life.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
It's a big deal. I mean, we've not had real easy in our adult lives. I mean, just like Ed said, being real, there was times when I was raising my kids that, in a way, I'm not ashamed to say this, but in a way I am, I had it really bad. I lived in a home that didn't have heat. Entire winters that we didn't have heat. And I had to heat water in my microwave in order to give my babies a bath, because I didn't have heat in the house. I remember having to heat water in a microwave, and was blessed because I had electricity. Because I didn't have hot water. I didn't have heat in the house. I hung blankets across the doorways and had a kerosene heater in the living room. And that's where I kept my kids, is in a living room with a kerosene heater, because it was so cold in the house and I could keep one room in the house warm.
We will continue. If you remember, you're supposed to hold us accountable to this. If God blessed us with this house, then we have to utilize this house for His work. And we were actually working some today. I said we didn't do anything. We did have a phone call with a company that assists with starting churches. And the discussion is, we've said that we're going to start a home church, that we believe that's where God has led us, and we want to do this right. And so we were looking in the legalities and all of those things. Pray with us about a pretty huge price tag it was to use this company's services. And that will have to be a blessing from God. There's definitely not that much money in our savings account, which has been dwindled through this entire move thing. And so, but we're going to utilize this home for the glory of God. And whether we can utilize the service, I mean, these people are good at what they do, and they charge for what they do. So,
God gave us this home, and so we're going to fulfill our promise to Him and we're going to use it for His glory.
So there's no hesitation on our part on the home church. We've said all along that we will continue with a Saturday evening format, and that's where we are with that. Getting in your mind, we'll listen to some suggestions on what to name the church, because churches have to have names. Let me say this too.